Do you have air records?
Geez, obviously they come out on fire and stuff. And you guys just didn't look like you were really much of a rhythm offensively.
No, no, we couldn't. Well, we just had a real disciplined team, and who played very well tonight.
How frustrating is that? So, I mean, you don't see guys sit on the clock like they did as much. How frustrating how did you feel about the way you did handle it?
Well, I think they did, for the most part, what they could. Again, they know how to handle the ball and deal with pressure, and that's what they've been doing all year. So you can't let them get a lead. Our trademark has always been to get a quick start, to get some points on the board, so this particular situation wouldn't happen.
And obviously that did not happen tonight.
Yeah.
Adam looked like he just not in a rhythm at all tonight. Anything particularly you saw that they were doing? Or just
No. It's just... on the boards. I think Bright may have had three or four rebounds. Lansma, one rebound. Guys weren't real hungry going up the board. Schillmeyer had 10, I believe. But no, he wasn't in the rhythm. Our offense early on, they just seemed not to grasp what we were trying to do as a team. And when that happens, then everything else breaks down.
In terms of not grasping what you were trying to do, what types of things were you trying to execute?
They're 1-2-2. We wanted to get in the middle and. Guys coming across the middle, what wasn't happening early on, the posts coming up in the middle to get the ball so we can look at some high-low passes, kicking out to the wing for an outside shot, wasn't happening. So I'm not quite sure why there was a mental block, and then we had to go into something else to try to jumpstart their offensive mind. And by then, you know, we were down, and they went in their routine of, you know, holding on the ball and being patient.
Were you allowing yourself to dream the dream of, a third state title for yourself?
Well, sure. That's why you're here. One of the goals of being here is getting a state title. But fortunately, that's not the only reason why you're here, so... You're able to walk out of that room and keep your head high and look for a third place finish tomorrow.
Stan did a nice job in the fourth quarter, dribble penetration.
Yeah,
he really played hard.
Well, we had to get to the free throw. I mean, they weren't fouling us any other way. It was pretty lopsided in their attempts at the free throw line versus ours, and that was a big difference in the game right there.
In the first half,
I think yesterday might have been a real physical games all day, and they wanted to clean it up. It was showing in the game before ours as well. They were just calling a lot of fouls that they didn't call yesterday.
Did you think it was even or reasonable? Or?
Well, they do the best job they can. I mean, they're out there wanting the best for the kids as well, so they just have to call it the way they see it, and it might not be the way we see it. Like one official says, well, I was at a different angle, and I say, okay, we just have to live with that. But when one team's going man and they're a little more aggressive, another team is sitting back on the ball and they want to clean things up, well, they're going to obviously call the fouls on the more aggressive team, and we as a team need to adjust to that if we're going to not foul out or get into foul trouble.
First time in state, and you're dreaming of winning the state title. It gets taken away from. How do you think your team will react to them?
Well, I think they'll come back and they'll leave everything out on the floor. They're the type of guys. It's a little setback. We had some thoughts a couple days ago about you know, to climb a mountain, you have to take one step at a time. And we've been doing that all season long, and here might be a little setback where we are, you know, take a step back, and but that doesn't mean to stop climbing. We'll get up tomorrow morning and put on our boots and start climbing again.
Thanks, Mike.
All right.
Good luck to you tomorrow.
You bet.
Thank you.